Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as He is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in His Word that He would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries, and with me today is the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous.
All right, praise the Lord. Today is a special, special, special episode because today we are having a special guest, someone who is very close to us as a friend, as a brother in Christ, a wonderful man of the Lord. And not only that, but he's also Australia's biggest impersonator. Yes, that's right. We have the biggest impersonator in Australia with us today. He was the grand finalist on Australia's Got Talent. He's been on the Today Show. He's been on Good Morning Washington, Good Morning Texas. Oh yeah, he comes out here to the States and he does his gigs. And he's also been on Huckabee recently. He's been on Kids WB out there, CT Style. He's been on a bunch of stuff. And we are so excited to have him with us today to talk a little bit about how he uses the talents that the Lord has given him to further the kingdom of God, how he uses his talents to bring forth people into God's kingdom, be used by him. And he's been a close friend of the ministry here for a number of years now. And I am so excited with all that to welcome my good friend and brother in Christ, Ben Price. How are you doing today, bro?
Hey, brother. I'm doing fantastic. That is one of the best introductions that I've ever had. And I'm now Australia's biggest impersonator because there's some little guys out there and I am maybe the biggest, but I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Probably the tallest.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably the tallest. That's definitely. Yeah, I'm up there. Definitely tall.
Praise God. And guys, I've actually had the pleasure of going out to the streets here in Santa Monica and different places, going out sharing the gospel with Ben. He's been a great brother in the Lord. Awesome encouragement. Every time he comes back from Australia and comes to visit the States, you always find a way to meet up with one another. And I've always been encouraged and just blessed by you, bro. And so I'm really excited to get together and talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you're up to today. I know that right now, Ben, as far as I know, you are broken down on the side of the road. So that was the only way we were able to get you on the show because you are broken down.
I know. I'm not broken down, but my car has broken down. It's a good thing that it's not on the side of the road because it's in a nice car park. I've just finished at my gym and I'm all fired up, but my car's not. And it's like, come on. But it didn't stop. But maybe it's a blessing in disguise because this is better to sit here and chat with you. So I'm going to have to. We say in Australia that when our battery dies, we say our battery's gone flat.
Flat.
You guys say, yeah, it's gone flat, which is kind of, it needs pumping up. It's a kind of a weird way of saying it, but we, you know, you say battery's died, right?
Yes, yes, of course.
But the resurrection will happen.
Yeah,
hopefully
that's right.
Before 3 days, because I need to get somewhere.
Well, praise the Lord, man. And I'm really excited because of a recent project that you did. I was actually able to take my entire youth group out to go see a movie that you were involved in. An awesome
That's
movie,
right.
A full featured film of Paul Bunyan's The Pilgrim's Progress. I'm sorry there. The Pilgrim's Progress. What a phenomenal film. And I'm not going to talk too much about it because I want you to explain to everyone a little bit of the background of the story and maybe how you got involved, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it was John Bunyan's book, The Pilgrim's Progress. We say progress, you say progress, but it's the same book. And he wrote it in 1678. Well, I was first introduced to it when I was, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years old at school. I was at a Christian school and they were acting it out in chapel time, just some little scenes from it. And I remember watching one of the guys acting out. He had this burden on his back. And he was a character called Christian, and I was fascinated with it. And not long after that, found out that there was a book called The Pilgrim's Progress, and we had this little cartoon book, which it was very detailed for a cartoon book. And it was one of those old, I think it was in the old English that thys and these are like King James type of, you know, you have to read it like this type of accent. And so I had this real affinity with the story, and I saw the movie. They did a 2008 version. Did you see that one?
I actually didn't. I've read the book, but the movie that I watched that you were in is the only film adaptation that I'd seen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and even before that, there was a film that had, I think the 70s, early 70s, that had Liam Neeson, who played the evangelist. I believe it was his very first ever movie, where he was the evangelist saying, "Go that way. Don't go off the path, to the left or the right." That would have been very interesting to watch. So I remember seeing the 2008 version, and really, I loved it. And I had this thought, if someone could animate this and make it like Shrek or, you know, The Incredibles or something like that, it would be incredible, right? It would be amazing.
Yeah.
And we'd really do the special effects justice. And so I first heard about it through Ray Comfort posted something about this new animation that's happening, and I got so excited. So that was just the best news for me. I remember hearing that. I thought, someone's finally doing it, and I would love to be involved in any way I can. So praise God, that's where it all started for me.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I like that Ray Comfort got to share that, and then you were like, hey, I want to be a part of this. And I remember, funny enough, you shared about the film, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. I had literally just finished reading it.
Yeah.
I remember going into a Christian bookstore with my wife, and I'm like, wow, there are really very few actual Christian books here. And I'm like, I don't even know what to get.
Yeah.
And then, you know, brushing through the Joyce Meyers and the Joel Osteens, I see The Pilgrim's Progress, and I had never read it. And my wife's like, you got to read it. It is such a great book. And I remember it was very impactful and very powerful. I love the imagery in a lot of it. And I was really excited to hear that you were going to be a part of the film.
Yeah.
And what characters were you playing? And I remember when we went and saw it, I'm with all my youth group, and I'm like, all right, Ben, do you guys remember Ben? Let's see which one. Let's figure out who's Ben. And so maybe you could tell a little bit about those characters.
That's funny, because I had so many people message me, which characters are you? And I almost had it on cut and paste. It was like my predictive text. I was like, oh, it knows what I'm going to say. My phone's kind of funny. And I was the Vanity Fair chief, which he was. So basically the Vanity Fair scene, which is pretty much in the middle of the film. And it's the scene where just before they go in, well, without giving too much of a spoiler, just before they go into it, this is going to be a very hard path in terms of the trials and the temptations that they go through, because they'd overcome a whole heap of obstacles, and now they're into this Vanity Fair where all the distractions of life are there. And so all the bad guys, in that sense, I was playing with the Vanity Fair chief. I was Cruelty, not a nice character at all. So I had to get right into the character for that one, and I had to play Judge Hategood, who was a really funny character, because everyone says this, he looked like Mr. Bean. Did you think that?
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
it didn't sound like Mr. Bean. I wanted to give him a unique voice, and it was interesting because they sent me photos or drawings of roughly these are what the characters will look like, and so that helped me creatively come up with, I think this voice would work really well. And I think that the judge, I sort of gave him a voice like this or something like that, but then they said that they really liked it, but could you make it more higher pitched? I think it would be funny. And so we ended up sounding like this, right, to the jury. Oh, yes, right. It was one of those types of voices. And so it was a fun voice. You don't want to do it too long, because that can be hurtful on your throat, but it came out well. When I saw it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get where they're going with it. It worked really well. And Cruelty was just a very... very nasty. I think the director said he's almost like the devil incarnate. It was like, oh, okay. So I like to really get into character, but I also I learned to switch off too. I don't want to get too much into that character, but it was just a nasty, nasty voice. And the Vanity Fair chief was a little bit John Cleese.
Okay.
Monty Python.
I can hear that.
Yes, he had almost one of those types of sounds to his voice, like this. And the funny thing was, when they sent, I don't know if I showed you this, man, but I saw the drawing of him at first, and I thought they based it on me, because sometimes animators do that, but they had already done that before they knew who I was. And they said, oh, no. I was like, he looks like me. Did I show you that picture?
No, I hadn't seen that.
Because I'll have to send it to you, because the initial picture looked just like, well, not just like me. Like, it looked like that would be a character that I could play. And I showed my wife, and she goes, they made him look like you. And I went, I know. But it was completely unintentional. So I was destined, oh, wait, I shouldn't say that. I was destined, but I was meant to play that character. And it was so cool.
No, yeah, and the cool thing is, guys, if you're, you know, I don't know, nervous about taking people to movies and worried about doctrine, this is a very doctrinally sound film. I mean, you're really getting the gospel. Talking about persevering in your faith. It's very powerful, and I think that's probably, I would guess, Ben, it's probably one of the reasons you were probably more apt to do the film.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just so accurate of the Christian walk, and it's just a really perfect illustration that just says it, and... I love just that it's not sugar-coated. It's like, it's just so funny. We're thinking about how he goes through a lot of suffering. And when you go through suffering, you want to hear some encouragement. You don't want to hear other people are suffering. But somehow that actually encourages you, knowing that, hey, this is part of it, and seeing where it leads, and seeing the, you know, that you come through these trials better for it. And I was really encouraged as I'm going through trials and difficulties and thinking, it just speaks to me as well. So it's really cool like that.
Yeah, it gives a real idea of what the Christian walk is actually supposed to look like. I think that's one of the reasons it's beautiful. And now, Ben, I know that in Australia, and I'm sure maybe, you know, you sharing this, people from Australia may hear this as well. Is there any way for people in Australia to see the film? What about here, back in the States? It's been out of the theaters for a little bit. Is there any way we can watch this and show maybe some youth groups, show some churches, or take our friends to see it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So basically, after a month of screening at the cinemas, you can get permission to screen it at your church. So if you go to pilgrims.tv or pilgrims, I should say pilgrims.movie. I'm not sure what that other site is. Pilgrims.movie. you can see the way to apply for that, and you just fill in a form and you're able to screen it at your church, which would be the most incredible movie to show at your church, because you can really back it up with the gospel. And people might ask questions, what does this mean? And I think it's just a perfect flow on for presenting the gospel. What's this all about? And it's just shown last weekend in Australia. So we'll, you know, wait a month as well for that. But it was really cool, because it did so well here that they extended it for another week. And it's just amazing to think that in this crazy day and age that we live in, that such a strong gospel message movie could be shown in a mainstream cinema. I was really excited about that. So I went and took my son, and we're having popcorn, and there I am watching myself on the screen. it was awesome, though. I loved the film.
I just looked up the pilgrims.movie, and it looks like they're having a special on August 25th and August 26th, 2 days, that you can watch the movie for free. So if you go to pilgrims.movie.
That is correct, yes. Yes.
Oh, awesome. No, that'll be great. And I really do encourage...
Yeah, do that.
I'm not just saying this because I like Ben, because I do. But in all seriousness, it is a great film. And if you want to talk to your kids about the Lord, if you want to talk to a friend about the Lord, it is such a great starting point. You know, it's so...
Yeah.
When the enemy uses all this wickedness and in TV and movies and music, and then we have something that's beautiful that's done in the name of Jesus, why on earth, why wouldn't we throw ourselves at it and say, hey, guys, this is a great avenue to share the gospel with?
Absolutely, yeah. And the quality, too, is really good. I don't think I've seen a Christian movie animation done so well. I think this is kind of unique in that sense. It's the best animated Christian movie that I've actually seen. It's done so, so well. And there are a couple scenes that, just to warn you, that if you've got really little kiddos, you may want to protect their eyes from watching some things. But it's awesome. It's nothing that's going to be too scarring on them, I should say.
No, amen. And that was actually one of the things that Pastor Joe said too. Same thing. He said, wow, I couldn't believe the graphics. I couldn't believe a lot of the editing. It was done just really, really well. And for us in the States, it came out on the weekend of Resurrection. So Joe's message on that weekend, he couldn't help but even during the Resurrection week talk about how good the film was. So we were really excited.
Oh, wow.
We were so excited about it. And we're like, hey, we want more people to see this. And we took a group of young people, you know, on different places in their walk. talk, and there was nothing but positive notes from them. So, guys, I'm not just throwing this out there because, hey, I got a friend, I know someone's in it. No, it's because it's really good and is a great springboard for the gospel. And that's what's great, guys. For you guys who don't know who Ben is, and if you go to Ben Price Comedy, you can find him on Facebook, you can find him on Twitter. And guys, he's posting all the time, going out to the streets, sharing the gospel. He has different devotionals and encouragement. He also's got a lot of laughs and stuff on there, acting like Donald Trump at ice rinks and whatnot.
but that's right.
He has a ton of stuff.
Wouldn't it be funny if you combined all of that, though, if you were going, if people thought, is he going out on the streets sharing the gospel like Donald Trump, saying, excuse me, do you know if you're going to heaven when you die?
Hey, wait a second. When we did that.
We kind of did a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we did for Revive Us. You know, Tony and I.
Oh, we did. We did. Absolutely. We did the good person test.
We did the good. Every year that Ben did the MC for us at Revive Us, we actually, it's a concert we throw and we always share the gospel at it. And I always do the good person test whenever I share the gospel at the event. And when Ben's there, I usually do the good person test on him. And one year we did it as Arnold. So, you know, I asked Ben, you know, have you ever told, how many lies have you told in your whole life? And he gave the answer back.
Yeah, but they were all true lies. Come on.
He was even dressed up like
He was
Arnold.
Even dressed up. Yeah, he was dressed up completely as Arnie.
The full outfit.
And then we also had the video of you dressed up in Australia, filmed it so that we come back, play the video as Donald Trump getting the good person test, getting the gospel preached to him. Which was really powerful, bro. I really love doing that. It's such a great way for the gospel. Cool. Speaking of the good person test, you know, Ben's done a lot of work also with Ray Comfort, somebody that Joe considers a personal friend as well. He's been a great brother in the ministry, and I mean, if you guys have watched Hollywood's War on God, Joe actually filmed some of that at the Living Water Studio, and we love Ray, and we love using, a lot of us use the good person test when we share the gospel. I know I do. Joe and I, we talked about that with our testimony, and Ben actually, the week that we were going to do Revive Us, there was a movie that he had played a role in that Ray Comfort filmed, that they were actually having their first showing of it at a church. And so my wife and I went and watched it. We loved it. And we're not in the credits, but full disclosure, Joe Schimmel, Lisa Schimmel, Holly, and myself are in the crowd of this movie while Ben is doing his stand-up for the movie Audacity. Yeah. And Ben, maybe you could talk a little bit, because one cool thing about Christian films, especially when it comes to the gospel, is that it's not like, you know, Avengers comes out and then that's cool, that was a movie, now we're past. The cool thing about Audacity, it doesn't just speak to a certain thing that happened at a certain moment, but we can use this for the gospel for a long period of time. And so, Ben, I'd love for you to give a little bit about what Audacity is like. What are you in the film? Who do you play in the film, and how you got involved with that as well?
Yeah. So I met Ray Comfort, and that was in 2014, which was so good because I'd watched him for so long. And I heard Ray doing his good person test. Let me ask you, are you a good person? And so hearing him and then meeting him, he's what you see is what you get. He's so genuine, and just love Ray. And he had brought out his Noah movie at the time, which was also fantastic. And I did a little video for him as Russell Crowe. And I was doing Russell Crowe talking about, if you don't watch this film, I'll chuck a phone at you or something like that. And Ray just enjoyed the whole array of voices that I had done for him. And it was funny because I emailed him. I'm an evangelist, that I love sharing the gospel. So meeting him was just such a blessing. And I emailed him and said all of that. And he emailed me back within almost 5 minutes' time. It was like, whoa. And he said, we've done a movie. We're about to cast the movie. If you do all those voices, you must know how to act. And I've attached a script. Can you audition for it? And it was just overwhelming. And I was so blessed by that. It was incredible. But then when I discovered what the subject matter was, when people ask me what the movie's about, I always say Ray's movies are all about the gospel. That's what it's about. But they were talking about a very difficult subject. Traditionally, a traditional subject to bring it up with the gospel is the issue of homosexuality and same-sex marriage. So I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting, because normally, I guess a lot of Christians don't know, it's a tripping point. How do we share the gospel? Because it really, a lot of people have a lot of debate and arguments over this. And when I saw the script, when I read how Ray had done it, I thought, wow, this is amazing. He's handled a very controversial topic but he's done it so well that it's like it's not like I'm cringing. I'm so excited to share this movie because it says it so, so well. And it's, you know, the tagline, you remember, is love can't stay silent.
Yeah,
and I just love that because when we love the lost, it doesn't matter if they're homosexual or fornicators or thieves or idolaters, you know, we love them because we want to see them rescued. And that was just so beautiful how it came through in the movie. And but being able to act in it and do comedy and have the gospel, for me, it was like, well, there's three things that I love, is acting, comedy, but above all, sharing the gospel. So it was just awesome being a part of it.
Yeah, amen. And I was so blessed to watch it. Actually, Pastor Joe Schimmel wrote a review for it. You can find it on our website. He also enjoyed it. We showed it to our entire church.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and guys, if you're in a church, maybe you talk to your pastor and say, hey, we'd love to show this film. Maybe get it out there so that the people in our congregation, maybe it's a stumbling block for them. It's a great way to get them to a place to say, hey, this is a great way to share the gospel. And it doesn't matter what kind of sin they're involved in. Their choice of vice does not make any difference in terms of eternality when it comes to them needing Jesus. So I think that's a great film. And I was blessed that you were a part of it and that we got to see it and just enjoy the work that was done for that film. What an awesome film, bro.
Thank you. Yeah. And what I really love now is if I've met people who are struggling with that sin, is I get to share that with them. And I, you know, have handed out Audacity gospel tracks. And it's been really cool. I remember there was one young guy, because we go out regularly here, and I got to share that and say, hey, I'm in a film. You'll love it. It deals with that. But we came down to this point where he realized that the gospel, he needed the gospel. He realized that he was a sinner, and you could see that look on his face. And but the stumbling block was, he said, I can't change that. And I said, you know, you can't change who you are. There's nothing you can do to change. Even if you wanted to change, you can't do anything about it. He started agreeing with me, going, oh, yeah. And I said, which is why you need a savior. I said, the same way I can't change my thoughts of, you know, wanting to do something, or can't change the fleshly ways about me. I didn't use those words because that you might not understand that. But I said, there's nothing I can do to fix me. There's nothing you can do. We all need a savior. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. And I think when people see that, because they somehow think, but I'm born this way. There's nothing I can do. No, if God's provided a savior, he is, you know, is all sufficient. There's nothing that he can't save, or no one that he can't save. So it's really a cool film like that that does that. But it's the gospel that saves ultimately, and that really comes through in the film.
Amen, bro. And you know, typically this is Joe's job, okay? Because usually every time I go out to eat with Joe and with Ben and with Tony, whenever he comes out, we always go out to eat. And Joe puts you on the spot, all right? Yeah, sushi,
yeah.
Joe always puts you on the spot and makes you, he'll tell someone that you're Arnold Schwarzenegger's cousin or whatever it is. but this time, I'm going to put you on the spot because Tony had watched your DVD growing up, and you can get that on what? BenPriceComedy.com, is that right?
That is right, yeah.
All right, BenPriceComedy.com.
It's called Ben Price Growing Up. Have I grown up? Yes.
Yeah, and he's very tall, so he grew up a lot, so it's great. But what I want to talk about is something that Tony said to me. He said, hey, you got to see it. It's awesome. There is such a powerful presentation of the gospel. And we got about 3.5 minutes left, 4 minutes left. I would love for you to give some sort of 3-minute version of the gospel, kind of to end the show on that note, bro.
Yeah, cool. Well, the 3-minute version of I share the gospel in that because I had a and I love how you said that Joe puts me on the spot, because Joe always does that and says, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's cousin. So I love that. That's awesome, bro. End quote. But my quick version of that. See, I had the 10-hour version of it and the 3-hour version, but I'll give it a 3-minute version. And so I had a lady manage me years ago that was a little shady. And we had parted ways, and thank God we did. We were, you know, not on the same page, and I was going God's way. And so she owed me $8,500, a lot of money. And I got very concerned she wasn't going to pay this money to me. And so concerned, I got a lawyer from my church to write her a letter to demand the money, just what I was owed. That was all I wanted. And it went on for over a year and I never got the money. We could have gone to court, but we decided we'd done all we could and I prayed about it and nothing eventuated. So I just left it with that. He sent me his bill in the mail. I remember thinking it won't be that bad, but how naive I was to read this lawyer's legal letter. You know, when you see every phone call, every meeting, every fax, that's how long ago it was all itemized of that amount. And I'm going, oh no, I didn't know it was going to be that much. I didn't realize it was going to cost, and I'm freaking out about this. And I thought it won't be that bad. Suddenly I'm feeling how heavy this letter was. And I got to the end and I saw the grand total was $8,500. See, not only did I owe $8,500, but now I have to rightfully pay that money. So I thought, I don't have what it takes. And the weird thing underneath where it said, this is a really weird word. I don't know if it's Australian or it's an English word. It said underneath the grand total, it said, but say, I don't know if you've heard of that, but say nil. And I didn't know what that word meant. And I rang him up and said, what does but say nil mean? He said, you know, that you don't have to pay it. And I remember thinking, oh, what? Really? He said, we'll just go out to dinner and we'll celebrate it. And is that okay? I said, absolutely. Wow. And then years later, I thought about that and thought, imagine if we could get a letter from God of an account of our lives, how we're doing, and what would that look like? And we get this letter and it's like one of those UPS delivery packages. It's in a box and we're reading for pages and pages and we're going, oh, I remember doing that. Oh, I remember. Oh, wow, I did that when I was young. And suddenly we look and we go, that? What? That? I didn't realize anybody knew that. I looked with lust. I didn't realize that actually that counted for something because I didn't act upon it. And I hated that person in high school. But here it's, you know, reading the fine print, it says murder. And then I realized I stole some candy as a kid, but I realized now that's considered theft. And I'm thinking it won't be that bad because God's good. But then I'm reading this letter, and the more and more I'm reading, I'm getting I'm weighed down by it. And I get to the end of the letter, and I'm thinking I can't pay this because it says the wages of your sin is death. And I look at the fine print, that's talking about eternal hell. And I'm like, I don't have what it takes. I can't pay this debt. It's too much for me. And I didn't think it was that bad, but now I realize I have to pay. But the most odd thing under the letter, under the total, it says, but say, paid in full. And it says, the wages of your sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And I'm like, wow, he paid it in full with his life's blood, rose again, and all I have to do to receive that free gift is repent of my sin and put my trust in Christ. And that is awesome. It's like, oh, God, wow. Is there anything I can do for you? I want to give my life to you. So it was an amazing parallel to see that.
I love that, bro.
But I also hope, I hope that, you know, gives some people some encouragement to, you know, see the gospel in that light. Thank you so much. I mean, God is so amazing that, you know, used a story like that I didn't see that was a great situation in my life and, you know, proof that all things work together for good for those that love God according to his purpose. So. Mm-hmm.
Amen, bro. What a great way to finish off this show together. I'm so excited. We got future interviews with you coming, especially the next time you visit. We'll sit you down and we'll get to hang out a little bit. And we'll have Joe there for sure so he can put you on the spot so it can feel more natural that way.
But, I love that, yeah.
But praise the Lord, bro. I'm so excited and we're so excited for everything you're doing. And I do hope this gives an encouragement to our brothers and sisters in the Lord to say whatever that you have to your hands, not only do it with all your might, but do it for the glory of the Lord, just as our brother Ben has, and praise God for that story. This has been Tony Palacio, Ben Price, and Chad Davidson.
Yeah.
And this has been the Good Fight Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. To learn more about the ministry, please visit us at goodfight.org, where we feature articles, videos, and life-changing resources on DVD and CD. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us in continuing to deliver powerful biblical content, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH.
That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.